Strong winds are also blowing over the Alaska Range. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fisher reported gusts to 70 miles per hour along the Richardson Highway and in the 60-mile-an-hour range along the Parks Highway this morning. Fisher says the winds were the result of the first of two Chinook events, emphasizing the second forecast to begin late tomorrow could yield even higher gusts.
This is what we call a mountain wave event, and what happens in the lee of the Alaska Range there, we get strong downward motion aloft, which can, you know, push the winds aloft, mix them down to the surface to create really strong wind gusts. So we're looking at, you know, maybe gusts as high as 100 miles an hour along parts of the Richardson Highway.
Tuesday into Wednesday, Chinook event is also forecast to bring 80 to 90 mile an hour peak gusts to the Rail Belt and Denali region. Fisher cautions about potential severe impacts. He says temperatures are expected to rise above freezing in the windy areas as already balmy air from the south undergoes dynamic warming as it moves rapidly over the mountains.
Probably make travel very difficult along the Richardson and Parks Highway in areas, you know, where these strong winds are gusting. And there's also, you know, the potential for, you know, these strong wind gusts that could cause significant damage to buildings. Basically, what we're looking at is a record event.
The Chinook pattern is one characteristic of El Nino winters. National Weather Service Alaska Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman describes the warm Pacific Ocean waters of El Nino as raging across the equatorial region.
This is one of the strongest El Ninos in our last 65 years when we have good records.
Despite its strength, Toman says El Nino impacts on North America have so far been minimal.
It turns out that the strongest links are actually in later in the winter, say after the new year.
Toman adds that El Nino can affect the path of Alaska weather systems.
Storm track more through the Gulf of Alaska and into the northern Gulf Coast, some of the storms likely to track, say, towards Bristol Bay. Potential to leave southeast kind of out of that. Increased chances for more southerly flow aloft, which, of course, over most of the state would bring milder than average conditions.
That also means drier weather for areas in the lee of the Alaska Range, like the interior. But Toman cautions there's another factor in the mix, abnormally warm sea temperatures in eastern Pacific, a phenomenon known as the blob that can affect storms.
That warm water does add more moisture to the atmosphere. And even in the interior, if we do get a storm that comes out of the southwest, could potentially hold more moisture than it otherwise would because of these warmer than average sea surface temperatures.
Looking further out, Toman says odds point to a transition to La Nina conditions next fall and winter, a state that yields colder than normal weather.